This February marks the 233rd anniversary of George Rogers Clark's march on and capture of British Fort Sackville, just a short distance from what is now the main campus of Vincennes University. Join us now as we stay in step with George. And now with the entry for yesterday's date, here's Connor Klein.
February 19th, 1779, for Lieutenant Colonel Clark's army, today there will be much activity amid much anxiety. Before them ran the deep currents of flooded Wabash. Within them rumbled the deep emptiness of stomachs, which had gone unfed for 2 days. Captain Bowman exclaimed, "Hard fortune to counter this." Clark dispatched 4 men across the river to try and get some canoes. None was found, so the men began to build canoes. Still a few French Canadians were talking retreat. Clark laughed and said, "Go out and kill some deer." This optimism proved he had no doubt of success in crossing the Wabash. Clark decided if we should not be discovered by the enemy in 2 days, that we should effect the passage of the river.
And now with today's entry, here's Austin Woodruff.
February 20th, 1779. Captain Bowman said this day began with the camp very quiet but hungry, some almost in despair. By noon, delight replaced despair. The river fell a foot. A sentry caught a boat with 5 local residents who said nobody knew that Clark's army was nearby. The villagers were well disposed towards the Americans. A valuable empty canoe was pulled from the river and a deer was killed, which Bowman said was very acceptable.
That concludes today's Staying in Step with George. There's more online at WVUBHD.com.
I'm Park Superintendent Brian McCutcheon of the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park. Staying in Step with George has been developed in partnership with the Reve High School, George Rogers Clark National Historical Park, and radio station WVUB at Vincennes University. The National Park Service encourages you to learn more about the nationally significant capture of Fort Sackville in 1779 by visiting us at the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park in Vincennes, your national park where history comes alive.